Lincoln and the Decision for War, The Northern Response to Secession, by Russell McClintock, published by the University of North Carolina Press, Chapel Hill. Copyright 2008, the University of North Carolina Press. For my mother, who has devoted her life to giving her children a better life and succeeded. Preface. Like a lot of people, I have an absorbing interest in the Civil War. In particular, it is the idea of the war that enthralls me. It is so out of keeping with the rest of U.S. history. Although scholars today generally dismiss the notion that there is such a thing as a national character, I think anyone would agree that armies of Americans marching through the fields and towns of the United States engaging in brutal, bloody battle with armies of other Americans must be considered out of character, to say the least. How did it happen, then? It is a question that has preoccupied generations of historians. In my deep fascination for the war and its causes lie this book's broad origins, but like the war, it too has a more specific, immediate story. It began one day in the kitchen of a friend's house back in my younger undergraduate history major days, back when I was first discovering how the mere mention of my studies in history, and especially the Civil War, elicited in most people a powerful response. In some, the startling fervor of the history lover. In others, a horrified shudder produced by the half-repressed memory of a tyrannical teacher and long lists of names and dates. My friend's father is of the former class. A Civil War buff, he was wild about my chosen field of study, and each time I visited had a new book to show me or story to tell. On this particular day, Mr. Maxfield was relating a conversation he had had with a client or co-worker who insisted that slavery was the cause of the Civil War. I remember vividly the conviction with which he exclaimed to me, "It wasn't slavery that started the war, it was secession."